The world is our school. Is this a world of exile from our spiritual home? Or is it a world of education for our spiritual home? If it is the first, then all experience gained in it is worthless and useless. But if it is the second, then every experience has meaning and is related to this universal purpose. This earth, with the varied experiences of good and evil, joy and suffering, peace and peril which it offers us, is a school of initiation leading primitive animal man into the development of awareness until he reaches the first discovery of his overself. Life on earth for us is not to be a goal in itself, but a means to the goal. All its experiences are to be used to shape our character and increase our knowledge, and above all, to bring us nearer the discovery of and identification with our overself. Our world is but a fleeting symbol, yet we do not disdain it, for it is the arched entrance under which we must pass through to the infinite life. The mass of outer activities becomes a heavy burden. Whether trivial or important, casual or essential, they keep us from looking within for the real self just as much as preoccupation with the mass of superfluous possessions. When there is no attempt at self-improvement, there is inevitable deterioration. Nature does not let us stand still. If the world tires you, if the evil deeds of others torment you, you can find blessed peace and healing refuge by turning within. The necessity of forgiving others what they have done to us is paramount. Nay, it is a duty to be constantly and unbrokenly practiced, no matter what provocation to disobey it we may receive. Our contact with others, or our relation to them, must bring them only good, never bad. The wheel of life keeps turning and turning through diverse kinds of experiences, and we are haplessly bound to it. But when at last we gain comprehension of what is happening and power over it, we are set free.